Blog Talk Radio.
The views and comments do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio or its affiliates.
And you are listening to Let Them Know, MMEO, on eWater Radio.
Broadcasting live.
What's up? This is Ron Stone and with my boy, my host, Steve Solo.
What's up?
All right. Welcome to the fifth episode of Let Them Know, MMEO.
Yes, sir. For a second there, I thought you said, with my hoe.
No. We can't do that.
We can't do that. Ron Stone, how was your Mother's Day, my friend?
Oh, man, it was beautiful. Everybody came down from Cali, you know. Shoot, at the third annual May Day Spring Fling, we bought, like 60 roses, passed them out to all the mothers, all the grandmothers. Man, I came home with like 3 roses left, and then, I had to send that to my mom's.
That's
how about yours,
up,
man?
Oh, you know, our Mother's Day was really special. It was really intimate. It was very private. You know, roses
nice.
For my wife and balloons. I greeted my mom. My mom was in the Philippines for Mother's Day, but I greeted her. But she's here today.
Nice.
So yeah, overall it was pretty interesting. How did the May Day Spring Fling go?
Oh, the third annual May Day Spring Fling went beautiful, man. It's like we counted about like 150 to 160 people in the crowd. You know, my wife Kelly, she did all the games. The kids was loving the games. We had support from friends and family from Cali. They came down. Then people in the community came down to support, help out with this event. And then, man, it was beautiful, man. A lot of people came down from Cali just to perform in this event also.
It seems like every single year it gets bigger and bigger, man. It's going to be pretty soon. You're going to take over the whole Vegas area, then the whole West Coast,
man,
and then the whole East Coast, Midwest. You know, it just gets bigger every year.
It does. It does, because I've seen it, and then we get multiple cultures coming in. No matter what nationality you are, they're all coming in, you know. Yeah.
Big shout out to my boy Sugar Shane for holding it down, for hosting the event.
Sugar Shane, he did a great job. I'm glad that you said that. Man, that man did a great job. He hosted the event from the beginning to the end, and he performed. Can you believe that?
Yep. And how did your week go so far?
Oh, my week, this week, following week,
previous week,
the previous week before that. Oh my gosh, it was hectic, man. Just trying to,
the preparation leading up to
prepping.
The third annual, right?
Oh my gosh, I mean, going to Smith's and going to the flower shop, conducting making sure the entertainment is right for everybody.
Yeah, I promised to be at the event. What ended up happening was there were a few issues that came up that needed addressing with the family. So I was at the previous the second annual May Day Spring Fling.
Mm-hmm.
And I was supposed to be helping out. I was supposed to be one of the first people there to help out. Too many things came up and I was not able to make it. So I wanted to give me the most memorable things that happened on the third annual. Like, what were the things that stuck out to you the most? Were there any points during the event that actually made you cry? I mean, it's okay to cry. You can embrace your feminine side. You
I don't
know?
Have no feminine side.
Yes, you do. It's your Beyonce-looking self.
I got that that soft. No, I shouldn't say soft because I'm not soft, you know.
You're just soft around the tummy.
Yeah, I got that snuggle side. You know, the snuggle.
Yeah, like
the fabric softener.
Like that little bear.
But yeah, man. But the whole thing was great. But what really got me was when these entertainers and artists came up and gave a shout out to MMEO for doing like positive things for the community and talking to the kids, telling them, yes, no matter what your dreams is, anything is possible. And then they could get up on the stage. And then what really got me is a lot more youth in the community came out to perform, either if they danced, if they sang. And shoot, my niece, she did the violin, and she came all the way from Cali just to do a violin song for everybody.
We have footage of it, right?
Yes, we do.
Okay, well, for everybody, you can check out some of the footages of the event on the Facebook account for MMEO. In the future, we're gonna put everything together. We're gonna try to make a slideshow with some footage so you guys could check out the event and then basically get the feel of what went down. The day before Mother's Day. It was a Saturday.
Yes, sir.
So be on the lookout for that, and plug your the MMEO Facebook page.
Yep, MMEO, Motivation Music Education Organization, Facebook, or the website is MMEO2016.org.
Okay, be on the lookout for clippets and snippets of the third annual May Day Spring Fling. Now, we also got another event that's coming up as well towards the end of summer.
Yes.
And just a sneak peek, a little preview, what is this next event going to be about?
We're going to be doing a fundraiser for Back to School. We're going to do a fun day with water. We're going to do Water Day and do a barbecue, raise funds for unfortunate families and kids to get backpacks, school supplies, and so forth. We're going to be barbecuing, and then it's going to be me, your number one barbecuer, or it might be my wife, you know. She's the second. No, I can't say that, man. She's the first barbecuer, you know.
You're the pit master.
She learned from me.
And Kelly's the pit apprentice.
Don't tell nobody I said that.
And then Stephen Lowe is the armpit.
Oh. The armpit. Armpit Brit. Remember Garbage Pail Kids?
Yeah.
Armpit Brit.
Oh, damn. I forgot about the Garbage Pail Kids, man. See, the cool kids were collecting baseball cards, but your boy over here was collecting the Garbage Pail Kids, bro.
Man, while other kids were playing with my buddy. And what was that? My buddy and then what's the girl's name? The Cabbage Patch Kids.
Yeah, the Cabbage Patch Kids. The Cabbage Patch Kids were garbage pail kids.
I was born in 1991, dude. What are you talking about?
Man, I was born in 2000, bro. I'm a Y2K boy.
You're a millennium, baby.
Okay, speaking of the 80s, man, what was your favorite movie growing up?
Shoot, man. I gotta say, man, there's so many of them. I was just watching a little clippet of everything. Alf. Remember Alf?
Alf is a show.
Man.
Do you remember the Goonies?
Form. Oh, the Goonies.
Yeah.
Candy boy.
What is their Sluff.
Sluff.
What about Batteries Not Included? You remember that?
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's a good one.
One of my good ones right there.
What about, what was your favorite horror movie back in the
80s?
Nightmare on Elm Street? You're scared? You look like a scary dude anyway.
I didn't watch Hellraiser because I don't know. I don't want to deal with no hell.
Yeah, you know, I like horror movies. I like Nightmare on Elm Street. I like Jason, Friday the 13th. But I can't get into The Exorcist or all of those hell movies. Demonic possession scare me.
Man, it's crazy because I heard this like true story.
The Exorcist is a true story.
Poltergeist.
See,
remember Poltergeist with that worm up in the tequila, man?
Yeah. But my favorite horror movie growing up as a kid was Lost Boys.
Ooh, I liked that.
Yeah, man. Lost Boys with Kiefer Sutherland. Yeah, the vampire. Kiefer Sutherland.
Yeah.
Queefer.
Queefer. And how about them two guys and stuff that was the vampire killers?
Yeah, that was Corey Haimes. Corey Feldman. No. There were two brothers, and then there was Corey Haimes. I forgot whatever the Corey guy is. He was the younger brother of one of the vampires. Remember that?
Man, that was crazy right there. Man.
You notice how, going off topic a bit, but you notice how the trend is going towards the 80s. You got Stranger Things. Have you seen the movie It? The remake?
The Clown.
You saw that? Did you see it or you heard of it?
I didn't see it from back in the days, but I watched clips of it. Because, I don't know, nobody wants to watch it with me, man.
Damn, it's a creepy movie.
It?
Yeah, I'm not afraid of clowns.
Man, especially in the beginning, dude, when the little boy was playing with the ball or whatever he was playing with, and he gets in the gutter.
Yeah, it's a little boat, and he gets arm bitten off.
Oh, no.
See, I'm not afraid of clowns, but that movie freaked me out. I watched the original series that they had. Now, I'm like 1980s for me brings back so much good memories. It was a time in my life where I was innocent. You know, I didn't know the world, and I saw the world through the TV, through the big screen. You know,
yeah.
And it's so funny how nowadays they're bringing back the 80s. You know, you got the Stranger Things on Netflix. You got all of this. And back in the 80s, I was a big comic book fan, man. Yeah. Speaking of which, Endgame. I know you saw Endgame. What'd you think about that?
Oh man.
That made you cry? Oh,
no,
see, you soft Beyonce looking fool.
I did not cry. No, I'm playing.
I cried.
My eyes got a little bit watery because it was the air was blowing in my eye.
Oh, you crazy? You always try to make excuses, man, with your Beyonce looking self. But what do you think about that?
Man, that was a great movie. It was a great movie. But see, I think it messed up because someone told me already, you know, that Iron Man, someone was gonna happen to Iron Man. I don't want to say nothing else about it because I don't
know. Forget
it.
Everybody already saw it already.
Well,
the whole
when
world
Iron Man died, he said, "Oh, Iron Man dies." I said, "Dude, why'd you tell me that?" You know, he just messed up the whole story. You know.
I know, but see, if we would have talked about it, say 2 weeks ago, or when the release date of Endgame was.
Yeah.
Which was last the 2 weeks episode prior to that, because I wanted to talk about it like the last episode, but you're like, no,
I didn't watch it, man.
Yeah, Long story didn't watch it. I didn't want to spoil it, but I wanted to say it was a good movie.
It was a good 3-hour movie. You didn't even notice that it was a 3-hour movie, also because it was cool throughout the whole movie, and plus how they did it too. You know, especially man, if Stan Marvel?
Stan Lee.
Stan Lee, if he was there, oh man, I think he would have made it more interesting.
Yeah, well, though, he was. There was a part where they went, Steve Rogers, Captain America, and Iron Man, Tony Stark, went into the 1970s, and they went into that military base.
Remember
that? The old guy that was driving by, he's like, "Make love, not war."
That was
Stan Lee.
No way.
Yeah,
I didn't even know that,
yeah,
man.
That was
I remember.
Stan Lee.
And when he seen his dad and stuff that was crazy.
Well, here's the interesting thing, and I don't want to go too deep into it because this is a 30-minute show, but Disney acquired the rights for X-Men.
Huh?
For X-Men. So the X-Men universe, because X-Men is part of Marvel, so is Fantastic Four. So they acquired the rights for X-Men and the Fantastic Four, Doctor Doom, everybody in that universe. Now, how they're going to introduce them, but how they're going to introduce the X-Men and where they were during the Infinity War, it has to do with the very end. You know what happens with Captain America at the very end, right?
Yeah, he passed on his shield.
But he was old. He didn't come back.
Instead,
he stayed.
Yeah, and he passed it on to, what's his name again? The guy with the wings.
Yeah, the guy with the wings. I forgot his name. Because he was dead throughout the whole Infinity War until the very end. I forgot his name, but the guy with the wings. That sounds real ignorant. But because what happened was Steve Rogers created different multiverses when he didn't come back. He was supposed to come back. Mm-hmm. You know how he was young and then he went through the he went through that thingamajiggy, whatever. Yeah. I sound ignorant, but it's
the transporter.
Yeah, the PIM, whatever.
The van.
Yes, but you know how the Incredible Hulk, he had that big, you know, he had that contraption. It wasn't the van anymore. And he was supposed to return the stones, and then he was supposed to come back at that point, 10 seconds later, but he stayed. And then he showed he appeared old. He messed up the timelines, and he created all these different universes. So there's theories on YouTube going on now how they're going to introduce the X-Men into Disney, into this world where the Avengers are at. It has to do with the splitting of worlds, realities.
That's cool.
That's crazy, huh?
Disney, they got a bunch of people, man.
Can you imagine Disney right now? This is the biggest movie. This beat Avatar.
What?
Yeah, the opening weekend made like $350 million, man. It beat Avatar. Oh. Hey, correct me if I'm wrong. I need to look that up, but I believe Avatar was one of the biggest movies that broke on its opening weekend, like $350 million or something. Like $350 million.
Wow.
I don't know if it's U.S. or worldwide, but Endgame beat that.
Wow.
And now, because it makes it so sad, though, is what makes it so sad is that I don't know what to expect going forward, because I was always waiting the next movie to come out, man.
You know what I mean? what are they gonna do, because they do crazy stuff, man.
Yeah,
they do crazy stuff during the movie and stuff. And then you know what really I was upset, because my son and I, we stayed until all the little words.
Yeah, you were waiting for a post credit.
There we go.
And then you heard the sound, the cling.
And I didn't hear nothing. I didn't
hear
nothing or nothing. The lights came on. I was like, huh? I waited another 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Watching all the credits and stuff.
That was a joke. That was a joke by the two brothers. They were like, oh, I saw an interview, but. Was it an interview or it was a YouTuber talking? And he's like, I bet everybody waited till the very end of Endgame.
But you?
I did yeah. Because I was waiting for something to happen. You know,
I was too.
But what it was a sound. It was like a cling. That's what it was. And that cling basically represents. Have you seen Iron Man 1?
A long time ago.
Yeah. Well. Iron Man, when he was caught by the Islamist jihadist or whatever, and he was captured, building his Iron Man suit.
In the beginning, up in that cave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what you basically hear is you hear the cling when he's hammering the suit. Because what it does is it's like a tribute to Robert Downey Jr. and Tony Stark. He's no longer going to be in the MCU.
Wow.
He may come in the form of a flashback, but he's no longer going to be in it, bro. That's what's sad.
Wow. I wonder why they chose Iron Man.
Because Iron Man was the show that's the movie that started it. That started the whole Infinity War.
But you know, all this is based on all the comics from back in the day.
Right. See.
So is that how he ended up? He ended up passing away?
No. Well, no. And the comics is totally different, because if they were to base exactly how it went down in the comics, you'd know the outcome. And all the Marvel characters were in it. And in that series, Iron Man doesn't die. So if you would have read this comic book, you would have known the outcome. But they had to make it different in the movies, obviously. So there would be a twist to it, you know? And one of the major characters in the comic book series, the actual story, the continuity of the story is Adam Warlock was the equivalent of Doctor Strange. He was the one who created the plans to get to overthrow Thanos. But Thanos was evil in the comic books. In the movies, he wasn't evil. There was just he just had a different way of thinking. He felt that our food resources and everything were at a certain level, and there were too many people that were procreating. Then resources wouldn't sustain us.
Hulk smash.
Yeah, yeah. Like they didn't do him justice though, bro. I'm so mad.
Cause you know Hulk kind of looks like me, you know, but I'm not green.
Hey, you look like Beyonce. Get your line. Be lying. Be straight up lying to a liar. But I'll give it a 10 because it really ended. It ended this series. They're going to open up a whole new series. Like, from what I've been seeing, there were so many theories and what's not going on YouTube, you know, woody woo, whatever. You know, this is going to happen. What, how they're going to introduce Wolverine. He's going to be a new actor, da da da. How Venom's going to come in, X-Men. And I was looking, I was there after the movie, after I watched the movie with my family, I stayed up till about 4 a.m. watching all the YouTube videos about how they plan to do, you know, man. Because it was the end. It was the end game. You know, you were like, yeah, 2 years ago. A year ago, we were like, oh man, I can't wait for this next movie to come out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yep, that's so true. Because you're like, oh yeah, man, Captain Marvel's gonna come. And I'm like, who's Captain Marvel? And I'm like, wow, look, this Howley chick is coming in. She's whooping everybody.
You gotta say Howley chick.
And then she comes in at the Avengers Endgame and whoops the crap out of.
Oh, because you didn't, but you don't know the story of Captain Marvel.
No,
that's a different thing. Same. Watch Captain Marvel first. Go to, I think they still have a movie there. Go and watch it, and you'll understand. She's a very powerful, very powerful character in the MCU universe.
Yeah.
But we'll wrap up this Endgame topic in a second.
So you think they're gonna do something different?
They're gonna
redo all the old movies like how they usually do.
Yeah, they're gonna redo the X-Men. The X-Men is gonna, there's gonna be a whole new cast.
Wow.
Yeah, because that's a different company that produced X-Men, Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
That's Sony.
That's gonna be like Spider-Man.
Yeah, like Spider-Man. Spider-Man was a different you know, production. Tobey Maguire. That's a difference. It's like, they're going to throw all that out the trash and then reintroduce it into the MCU.
Wow.
And how they're going to do that is they're going to explain alternate universes, alternate...
That'll be different.
It's going to be very interesting to compare the two.
It is going to be interesting.
And then they're going to introduce a new supervillain.
What?
A new supervillain that's going to apparently not... I don't know who could take over Thanos' mantle as the ultimate villain, but they're going to introduce somebody who's going to be really hardcore.
Wow. Okay, we'll see.
It's going
to
be hard
to
top off. Yeah. Yes, sir. Going back to Endgame, Tony Stark says to his father, no amount of money could buy a second of time.
Oh, man.
I'm not quite sure if that is the exact quote. I got to look it up. Maybe I will edit some of this and you won't hear this part, but I'm not quite sure if that's exactly what he said, but in my mind, it's basically the same thing. I live my life on the very finite reality that time is the biggest, important, most resource that you anybody can ever have, okay? Okay, look, Steve Jobs died a very, very, he died very young. You know, he had so much to accomplish. Apple, the Apple owner,
he had so much money. When
he had so much money.
Like,
it was a long time ago. Yeah, we got to edit that part. That's not ignorant. Steve Jobs passed away from cancer. And with all the money he had, if he would have still been alive today, I believe that it would have put him in the top 10 most richest people in the world.
Yeah, I believe it too. I heard some motivation speeches with him on there, speaking to colleges and everything like that. I heard his speeches because it was crazy how he started Apple too.
Yeah,
you know,
in a garage.
And then he started Apple like that, and then after that, they voted him out. The board voted him out.
Yep, voted him out.
That, he was like, oh man, let me come back in, and had some ideas, and then they brought him back in or something like that.
No, what happened was after Steve Jobs left Apple, the value of their stocks had dropped because I guess what they were coming out with didn't have the touch that Steve Jobs had.
Yeah.
So they asked him to come out. He started out another company, which didn't do well also. It's like Steve Jobs was Apple. That was his identity because he created Apple. But after he was ousted, he created his own company that didn't do well. It was a computer company. It was, I forgot the name of the company. This is way back. But it was like IBM. It competed with Hewlett Packard, HP, and it didn't do well. So Apple, on the flip side, didn't do well with their CEO, who tried to be as innovative.
His partner, huh?
Yeah. Didn't try to. It wasn't as innovative as Steve Jobs.
Yeah.
And they asked him to come back.
Okay.
But the moral of the story is this. You know, you could be Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, and you could have all that money in the world, but when it's your time to go, it's your time to go. So every second, you know, that money is not going to buy you life. It's not going to buy you 10 years.
And it's not going to come with you.
So always treat every freaking second that you have that with purpose. Number one, with purpose. Meaning, oh, you know, I got an hour to waste. Let me just sit here and play a game. Now, what's that gonna do? You know,
man, it's not productive.
It's not.
It's not. It's not gonna make you no money.
Now, what you do with your time, ultimately, will. Okay, if you die, how do you want to be remembered, Ron?
Shoot.
On the reels.
I wanna be remembered by doing something positive for the community. And leaving a legacy for it to continue, like MMEO. I want kids to keep going to the studio, spending time productively, and then keep being motivated and doing positive things for the community and for themselves and for the family and for the friends. You know, pass that legacy on. You know, like I told my uncle that just passed. I said, you know what? You and my other uncle in Hawaii are the ones that motivated me to start my own business, because both of you guys gave me a job when I was young and you paid me, so I'm going to give it back and do the same thing with MMEO, Motivation Music Education, and with Real New Beginnings, LLC, dealing with property and real estate.
There you go.
You deserve.
So you want to be remembered as a person that served.
Oh yes, definitely.
Give That's the back. Most important thing.
You know, like my little saying for this episode is, the more you make sure someone else's life is okay, God will always make sure your life is okay.
If there was a moment that made me cry ever since we started this podcast, it would be this.
Oh, see, you soft. Not me, it's not me. It's not me, fan.
Well, no. That's very good. Being a, I guess why God created, I don't know how God thinks. I would like to think like this. I believe that God created the world because God's love. And he wanted to share his love. So I ultimately think that the best way to show love is to be of service to others. You know, if you help somebody, God will help you, right?
Yep, definitely. I'd rather give than to receive.
Man, and this is true though, man. As long as I've known you, you've always been a man that has been very integral. Your integrity is something that's very important. And when we go out, like when I go out with Ron Stone, and you know, people see him, they talk to him, they know him, you know, I would always hear that Ron Stone's real, 100% real, and a heart of gold, bro. And that's something I'm trying to strive to be like you is. And this dude don't sleep. He works a full-time job. He runs a nonprofit organization, and he has a real estate company. So, how do you all of these things in a 24-hour period is something that's hard to do, man. It seems like it's almost impossible. I just run one business and I take care of my family. That's it.
24 hours, use it or lose it, man. Thank you for all that, man. Yep, definitely. And then shoot, it's like like with you, Steve Solo, I mean, you're a great guy. And I noticed all the positive in you, and then you kind of remind me of myself, you know, just stay positive, stay committed, and you will become successful, and no doubt about that. You just commit. If you commit to everything that you do and you love, you'll see success. You know, in order to make that change in your life, you gotta make that change. You know,
that's what's up. That pretty much concludes this episode.
Let them know, MMEO.
So I hope everybody, hope everybody had a great week. And until next time,
later.